We have seen a petition that has been originated by a Zimbabwean who is sympathizing with what is happening at home. And a lot of people globally have signed that petition requesting that ED Mnangagwa must be denied to participate in the Davos meeting, because what we are saying is Zimbabwe is burning economical, social, cultural, religious, you name it. And we are saying he must come back home and correct the ills that have engulfed our country. Soldiers are killing our people, police are arresting activists from the Movement for Democratic Change, and they are being arrested for having committed no crime. Because, first and foremost, the stairway was never called by the MDC. But the seats were given back by the ZCTU. We then, in solidarity, supported that stairway. But if you look around, everything that has happened to this country, be it the stairway, be it the economic meltdown, the shortage of basic commodities, the doctors on strike, everything is blamed on the MDC.
Mm-hmm.
So we are saying, Davos, please do not give the opportunity for ED Mnangagwa to be there. We want him to come back home, to come and resolve the crisis that is at home. As we speak now, shops have been opened, but it's also said that you will find queues of about 2,000 people trying to get basic commodities, and soldiers are manning our supermarkets where people are not allowed to go in numbers in that supermarket. It is 4 people at a time. So you can imagine how long 2,000 people will go through that supermarket before it is time for them to close it up.
And do you think that this petition is going to work?
Well, we want to believe it's going to work, because we are now a global village, Comrade Gibbs. And the time has come that as global citizens, we demand accountability and democracy from our leaders who claim who purport to be voted by people, whether rigged or otherwise. So leadership within governments must be held accountable, not by Zimbabwe alone, but by the global citizens. Because globally, if corporate worlds understand each other globally and work together globally, and as citizens, we should do the same. So this petition has to make a breakthrough, and we must see the leaders in Davos showing us that they have teeth, and they must stop this issue of turning a blind eye when human rights are being violated in Zimbabwe. People are being shot, defenseless Zimbabweans are being shot, and when they are being shot, the victims are the ones that are being arrested, and the perpetrators are being released.
So what should other leaders tell the Mnangagwa if he manages to go to Davos?
They must tell him to step down, because it does not make sense to any one of us or anybody globally, whereby they are blaming the MDC for all these things that are happening. How do you blame us for a stay away? How do you blame us for the shortage of fuel? How do you blame us for the shutdown of Zimbabwe? Obviously, basic common sense must tell you that you did not win the vote. Because if we have got that power to shut down Zimbabwe, when we did not even call for the stay away, so that means that it's confirming that we are being vindicated to say you did not win this election, we stole them.